True story.
Rosa Parks was an American activist who played an important role in the civil rights movement.
Rosa Parks, she said no to racism. Grandma, why are the white kids going to school today and not me? Rosa, my dear, black children have to work in the fields half of the year. I really want to be a teacher when I'm older, like Mom.
When Rosa is 11 years old, she goes to junior high school in Montgomery, the capital city of the state of Alabama, USA.
Colored only. White only.
I wonder if that water tastes different.
In 1932, Rosa discovers the NAACP, a civil rights organization that fights segregation in the USA.
We must fight for our rights, even if we risk being beaten and killed by white people.
But he's white. How dare you speak in the name of black people?
My father is black, and my mother is white, but I've never been allowed to study in schools for whites.
So, you are of mixed race, like my grandfather. That's why your skin is light brown.
Uh-huh.
Later.
I pass my diploma, Raymond.
I'm so proud of you, dear.
I will finally be able to teach the children.
We have no job for you.
Mm-mm.
I realize you are a qualified teacher, but times are hard. The only job we can offer is hospital aid. Thank you.
In the evenings, Rosa earns a little money by doing sewing for white people. In 1943...
Get off the bus and use the rear door. That's the law.
No law says that we should suffer. I can't take any more of the injustice blacks suffer because of white people.
I know, dear. We must overcome these racist laws.
Rosa becomes secretary of the NAACP, the organization that defends black people's rights in Montgomery.
We'll start by talking to people who have experienced segregation.
Okay.
Do you know that you will not be paid?
I'm prepared to help you all the same.
Mm-hmm.
White people attack me.
And what did the police do?
Nothing.
I didn't give my seat to a white man on the bus, so I was fined in court. I'm sure that these testimonies will help us to defend ourselves.
White only. Colored only.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you in the middle. Get out of your seats. Get up, or I'll have you arrested.
Mm-hmm.
As you wish.
It's the same driver who made me get off the bus 12 years ago. Dear God, give me strength.
Why? This is unjust.
The law is the law. You're under arrest.
May I have some water?
Drinking fountain. White only.
Can't you read?
The same evening, on the 1st of December, 1955.
We've collected $100 to release you on bail. Now you can defend yourself.
Thank you, my friends. If only all white people were like you. To support Rosa, we'll hand out leaflets to the black community in churches, homes, schools. And we'll boycott the buses.
A black woman arrested for refusing to give up her bus seat to a white man.
The church minister, Martin Luther King Jr., also supports Rosa Parks.
We will tell all the people who treat us badly that we are tired of segregation.
Amen!
Brothers and sisters, are you ready to boycott the buses?
Yes!
Sure!
There are no blacks on the bus.
In court.
My client has done nothing wrong.
You are guilty of public disorder and breaking the law. You must pay a fine.
For many weeks, African Americans continue the boycott.
You are walking several kilometers every day. You are very brave.
Thank you, Mrs. Parks. Together, we can change these racist laws.
The buses are empty because of the blacks.
They are going everywhere on foot.
And we are losing money.
Dear Lord, I have lost my job, and so has Raymond. The white people are threatening to kill us. And all these brave people exhausted by hours of walking every day to go to work. I can't take any more. I am no longer afraid. I know that we are fighting for a just cause. With God's help, and by continuing our struggle, one day black people will be respected.
On the 13th of November, 1956, after boycotting the buses for over 1 year, the African Americans win their battle.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! In 1964, thanks to the struggle of Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr., segregation ends in the USA. Finally, African Americans have the same rights as other Americans. The end.